I have the great honor today and privilege to speak about thankfulness for my spouse. Brad asked that I give a testimony. Didn't say what it was the first time. Uh-oh. And then he said, it's about thankfulness for your spouse. And I thought, okay, I could do that. It's pretty easy. My wife, Tamara, she's my best friend. She's my lover. She's everything. I met her in seventh grade. I was in a math class, and she just moved from Yuma, Arizona. The way she tells it is she got to the class, and she turned around, and all she saw was this skinny little kid with his huge teeth. And that was me. We were friends, junior high, high school, you know, just acquaintances, really. After college, I saw her. I saw her at Sage Ranch Cantina in Woodland Hills, and I had just ended a relationship. I saw her, and I saw her standing against a wall, and I said to myself, nothing less than that. It wasn't a couple years later. I was working out at the gym, and my buddy's wife came out of the class, and she said, Dale, you got to see this girl that's in this class. Tamara walked out, and she saw me. The lady that said, hey, that's her. And Tamara walked over to me, and like I said, in my version of the story, she asked me out. Her version's probably a little bit different. And we were married, and I thank God every day for her. Just, like I said, my lover, my best friend, my all in all. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, after God created the heavens and the earth, he created man. Man needed a suitable helper. So he caused a deep sleep to come over man, and out of his rib he fashioned a woman. It later goes on to say, and a man will leave his mother and father and be joined to his wife. The two shall become one flesh. As many of you know, 4 years ago, I was very sick. I had kidney failure. I was on dialysis. I had just closed one of the biggest escrows ever in my career and had a ton of money. And there I was lying in a hospital bed dying. And puts it in perspective, let me tell you. Tamara, my wife, was a match for a kidney. The doctors put a sleep over both of us. 7-8 hours later, her kidney was inside me, and I was doing great. And that's going to be 4 years come May 1st. And I'm here to tell you today, I am thankful for my spouse. God, in his sovereign wisdom and love, put the perfect woman for me into my life, and I thank him every day for that. I just want you to know, for those of you that have spouses and that have that deep love and friendship, there's no better blessing. And I'm just so thankful for it.